regarding some of the laws concerning the answering of Baruch Hu u'Baruch Shemo. It is Asur. He's not allowed to answer Baruch Hu u'Baruch Shemo from once you start Baruch She'amar until you finish the Amidah. Which means, let's say you hear somebody putting on their talet and you're in Ashreh. You do not answer Baruch Hu u'Baruch Shemo to that tefillah from Baruch She'amar, to that beracha, from Baruch She'amar until the end of the Amidah. However, let's say you're in between Yishtabach and Yotzer, which is, you said, Kelah Oda'od, Melech El-Hai Alim, Amen, and now you're at that break between Yishtabach and Yotzer. If you hear a beracha at that point, it is permissible and proper to answer Baruch Hu u'Baruch Shemo. Furthermore, it should be pointed out, it is proper to answer Baruch Hu u'Baruch Shemo in Kohanim every time the Azan says the name of Hashem. However, it should be answered silently in order not to confuse anybody. So therefore, again, you should answer. Also, it should go without saying that you're supposed to answer Amen to all the berachot of the Kohanim, and that should be said out loud. Unfortunately, many times the people are not paying attention and they don't receive the berachah of the Kohanim. So Amen certainly must be answered aloud and Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo silently. Lastly, any berachah that your intent is to be yotzeh with, for example, Havdalah, that you're using the Havdalah for yourself, or let's say you have Megillat Esther, Tkiat Shofar, all those cases over there, it's proper not to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. It should be pointed out also to the Hatanim. Unfortunately, you see the Hatan and Kala, many times when they're standing under the Chuppah, they're not paying attention to the Berachot that are being made for them. When the Hazan is making the beracha, when the Hacham is making the beracha, they're praying. These berachot are being made for them. There's a time for praying and there's a time to listen. That's the time to listen. And those berachot are for them, the Birkat Erusin. Therefore, they do not answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. They would only answer Amen. Only question is, let's say somebody had intent to be Yotzeh, and the guy that made the beracha had intent to be Motzi, and he said Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. According to the halakha, he's still yotzeh. He does not, doesn't negate his obligation or his fulfillment of the obligation, even though he answered Baruch Hu Shemo, he shouldn't have, but it doesn't negate it since there was kavanah leotzi and to be yotzeh.